السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Having this request to come forward to fill in the gaps. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. In reality, any special time, be it the 15th night of Sha'ban, be it the month of Ramadan, be it any other time, is not really a time to deliver a lecture. It is not really the time to have a talk. Really, it is a time for action. It is a time to connect yourself, to disconnect yourself from everyone and to connect yourself to one being, which is Allah Ta'ala. This is really the purpose of these nights. This is really the purpose of the month of Ramadan. The purpose of the month of Ramadan is not to have bayanat in the masjid. So then why do these bayanat, why do these talks take place? The reason they take place is firstly, to guide us. What do we need to do? How do we spend our time? How do we connect ourselves to Allah Ta'ala? And secondly, to give us a bit of encouragement. Otherwise, if we take, for example, the month of Ramadan, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to encourage the Sahaba radiallahu anhum of the month of Ramadan, he didn't give a lecture in Ramadan, he gave a lecture before Ramadan. Because he knew that from the first moment of Ramadan times, the time has started. So today as well, this discussion will be short. The purpose just being that how do we spend our time, so that then we can do what we need to do. And as for the people for whom it is not the 15th night of Sha'ban today and it is tomorrow, then the advice is the same. So my beloved teacher and Sheikh, Hazrat Maulana Salim Durrat Sahib, Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, once someone asked him for some advice. And as far as I remember, they went to the Haram and Sharifain. So they said that, give us some advice. So Hazrat mentioned 3 points. These three points are very short. And they apply to any special occasion you get the opportunity to benefit from. Whether it is the Haramain Sharifain, whether it is you go out for Jamaat for a few days, whether it is the month of Ramadan comes, and also tonight. The first point, don't disobey Allah Ta'ala. This is the first and this is the most important point. This is many, many, many times more important than doing a lot of ibadah. In fact, staying away from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala is the greatest ibadah. If on this night there are two people, there is one person who spends the entire night in ibadah. But he disobeys Allah Ta'ala. And there is one person who doesn't do any ibadah. He goes to sleep but he does not disobey Allah Ta'ala. Then that first person, the person who hasn't disobeyed Allah Ta'ala, has done more. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala himself says in a hadith of Qudsi, that the best way, the most beloved way my servant can get close to me is doing what I have made compulsory for him. doing what I have made compulsory for him. Staying from the disobedience of Allah is compulsory. So you do that, you are actually taking the best route to attain the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. So this is the first thing we need to embed in our mind. That this is really the goal of our life in general. But especially tonight. Especially tonight, I will make, until the night finishes, I will make a special pay special attention to making sure that not a moment is spent in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala places barakah in these nights, in these special occasions. When a person makes this his goal, don't make your goal that I am doing this form of the disobedience of Allah. I will pause for this night and then I will carry on. Make this your goal that I will definitely stop, not carry out any disobedience of Allah tonight. And inshallah, I will make this the goal of my life. These special nights, they have barakah in them. A person makes an intention in them, a firm intention, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants barakah in the intention. So this is the first thing we need to do. We need to ensure that we don't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a single second. Once, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, in his time of Khilafah, when he was Amirul Mu'mineen, he was leading the Fajr Salah. And after finishing the Fajr Salah, he looked at the gathering, and he noticed that there is a youngster who is regular in the gathering. He has not turned up today. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu must have thought that this youngster, it is possible he is ill. There is some reason. So he went to find out. He went to his house, and when he got there, he met the mother of this youngster. So he said, "What is the matter? He was not here for Fajr today." So she said that it is not the case that he is ill or anything. What actually happened was that this night, the previous night, he exerted himself in ibadah extremely. He spent the whole night in the worship of Allah Ta'ala. And by the time dawn came, he was extremely tired and he wasn't able to make it for the Fajr Salah. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, when he heard this, he said that if he had slept the whole night and turned up for the Fajr Salah, this would have been better for him. This would have been better for him. Because what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made compulsory, this is much more important than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't made compulsory. So this is the first thing we need to do. And if there is any sin in our life, then we need to take this opportunity to repent as well. So this is our first goal. After that, we must make sure, and here I should mention that unfortunately we all have a device in our pockets that makes us do so many sins, let alone wasting, as well as wasting so much time. So every person understands how he ends up in sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given everyone intellect. So a person should stay away from those avenues which make him disobey Allah Ta'ala. So this is the first point. The second point, try your best not to waste a single second. Try your best not to waste a single second. Spend as much time in khair as possible. In particular, the Maghrib and Isha Salah have already finished. The Fajr Salah should also be performed with Jama'ah, although the Fajr Salah is after the night has passed. The reason I am saying that specially one should make sure that he reads tomorrow's Fajr Salah with Jama'ah is that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said that the person who reads Isha and Fajr with Jama'ah, then he gets a reward of worshipping Allah Ta'ala the whole night in between. And the night in between this Isha and Fajr is a special night, so inshallah he will get the reward of worshipping Allah Ta'ala for a special night. After that, spend as much time in ibadah as possible. For in this night, no specific ibadah has been fixed. A person may engage himself in whatever he wishes. But after Isha Salah, between the Isha and Fajr Salah, this is the time for the Tahajjud Salah. So one should make sure he performs the Tahajjud Salah in this time. The minimum rakats for the Tahajjud Salah is 2. And the optimum, which was the practice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was 8. All 8 in pairs of 2. So 2, 2, another 2, and another 2. So So every person should make it his goal to perform that many rakats of tahajjud salah. Apart from that, spend time in the tilawah of the Quran, spend time in tasbihat, make targets. Every person here, I cannot make any targets for anyone here. The reason is because I don't understand every person. Every person understands, how long can I stay awake for? How long can I spend in ibadah for? And exert yourself. Exert yourself. I can read the Quran for one hour. Okay, so let me read it for, make a target to read it for 1 hour, 20 minutes today. Normally I perform nafal salah, I do not manage more than 20 minutes. Let me make a target 30 minutes today. This is an opportunity to strive. And whenever these opportunities come, then always think, this, I have received a special opportunity. I don't know if I will get another one. I don't even know if I will live to Ramadan, which is in 15 days' time. No one knows. At the moment, we are all sitting here expecting that we will see the month of Ramadan, but no one knows. So whenever a special opportunity comes, then treat it as your last one. Imagine that tomorrow the angel of death is going to meet you. Because it is quite possible. Whether young or old, whether healthy or ill. If you keep this in mind, then inshallah, this will go a long way to making sure that you value this night. So value it. Mentally create some kind of structure, timetable for yourself. I will perform the tahajjud salah. Then I will spend this much time in tilawah of the Quran. I will spend some time in tasbihat. I will also spend some time in dua. Dua is also an ibadah. Dua has two purposes. One purpose of dua is to fulfill your needs. And the other purpose of dua is to talk to Allah Ta'ala. It is also an ibadah. In fact, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Ad-du'a mukhul ibadah." Dua is the essence of ibadah. So take out some time for dua as well. In the dua, ask for your worldly needs and ask for your deeni needs as well. In fact, in particular, your deeni needs. Ask for forgiveness from the fire of Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free us all from the fire of Jahannam. And every single Muslim, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the decision to free him from the fire of Jahannam tonight. Those who have passed away as well as those who are alive. But let us strive for this. And after we have made as much effort as we can, then don't waste any time. Go to sleep with the intention that I'm going to sleep so to wake up for the Fajr Salah, so I can rest well before the Fajr Salah. I'm going to sleep so that I will stay safe from sin. If a person is sleeping, he cannot sin. And thirdly, I'm going to sleep so that no time of mine is wasted. Sleeping is a beneficial activity. Then you will be rewarded for that sleep as well. This is something which we also need to remember. That the disobedience of Allah is definitely a no-go area. But wasted time, any activity, whether it is just browsing your phone, whether it is just having an unnecessary chat with someone for a long time, it is not the same thing as the disobedience of Allah. But it definitely takes away some of the nur of ibadah. Some of the beneficial effects of ibadah are taken away. So we're striving for a purpose, aren't we? So if you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will definitely be detrimental to your ibadah. But if you waste time, this will also dilute your ibadah. It will not give you the benefit that it is supposed to. So make it a purpose. We should make this mahal in our households. That in moments like this, no one should be seen wasting time. Everyone should be seen busy in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The seniors, the parents, they should make this mahal. And then each person, whenever he feels that, I have done whatever I can, then go to sleep. So this is the second thing we need to do. Those people who feel that I can stay awake the entire night, they should make this the target. But if not, a person should spend as much of the time as possible. Ruku. In worldly matters, if you know that you know in the next weekend there is a sale, and there is something you need, not today, not right now, not this month, 3 months down the line, then you will still think to yourself that 3 months down the line, after this sale, I will not get it for the price that I am going to get it today. So okay, it will take a bit of a hit on my wallet if I buy two few extra things, but it's worth it in the long run. It's worth it in the long run. So in the same way, the time, the value of the time in this night is much more than the value in any other night. So a person should take the hit, meaning that I will sacrifice a bit more of my sleep today. I will sleep a bit extra tomorrow, because the time of tomorrow, the time after this night is not as valuable as this night. Because we understand everything about the world. So in all of these matters, no one needs to tell us in worldly matters that, oh, December is coming, the sales are coming, you know, just think, what do I need for the next 3 months? So and so item, you need it for winter, but in summer it is cheaper, so buy it in summer. In this matter, no one needs to tell us. But in the matters of the hereafter, it is the same thing. A person, you should use the same intellect. So this is the second thing we need to do. The first, stay away from the disobedience of Allah. The second, use every moment or as many moments with value and take advantage of them as possible. And third, the third thing, which from one aspect you can say is the most important, is that a person should reflect. A person should reflect. What should he reflect upon? He should reflect upon his dini condition. He should take this last task will probably not even take more than 10 minutes. But this last task is quite possibly the most important and the most valuable. Person should take out 10 minutes in seclusion and think to himself. Think to himself, why has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created me? How far have I come in that purpose? Is my life the way my Allah wants it to be? Or is it not the way my Allah wants it to be? Is my life such that if I were to pass away now, I would be safe in the hereafter, is it not? If it is not, then what do I need to do? Where in my life is there something that needs rectifying? If there is something that needs rectifying, then how do I rectify? What is the plan ahead? This is an invaluable task. If you want, no one can give a guarantee of any action of ours being accepted in this world. I myself cannot guarantee, say with yaqeen, with certainty, that even anyone salah of mine has been accepted. And I cannot say for any of you. But a very strong sign that your ibadah, that your, whether it is your Ramadan, whether it is your 15th of Sha'ban, whether it is your day of Arafah, has been accepted, is that after this special occasion finishes, there is a difference in your life afterwards. This is a very, very strong sign that night of yours has been accepted by Allah Ta'ala. And this third task will go a very long way to making sure that happens. So this is the third task we need to do. Take out some time, think through our life, think seriously, and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shed a few tears, make intentions, make determinations that no, this must come into my life. Until now, salah was not in my life, it must come into my life now. I'm not going to give up until it comes. Until salah was in my life, but not all five salah, now it must. And whatever, don't just restrict yourself to salah, think about the whole deen. Obedience to my parents was not in my life until now it must come into my life. So these are the three things we need to do. Stay away from the disobedience of Allah, use as many moments as wisely as possible, and thirdly, reflect and prepare. If a person practices on this advice, then inshallah, his night will be successful. And finally, Just a note which is worth mentioning regarding the fast of the 15th of Sha'ban. Now, from the ahadith, we understand that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave a lot of value to fasting in Sha'ban in general. From the first of Sha'ban until the end. In general. As for many reasons. One simple reason, as preparation for Ramadan. However, from the authentic ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we do not find any special virtue for exactly the 15th date. So it is correct to say that every single fast in Sha'ban has virtue above the fasts of other months, other than Ramadan, of course. But to say that this 15th of Sha'ban definitely has more virtue than the rest of the fasts of Sha'ban, there is no proof for that from the authentic hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But otherwise, the advice is that a person, without making so much effort in fasting that he finds Ramadan difficult, he should fast as much as he can in the month of Sha'ban. So this is just one point we needed to clear, you know. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice upon these 3 points. Whoever wishes to spend some time in the masjid, they may do so as well. But if we are to spend time in the masjid, then let us do it in a manner which doesn't disturb anyone else. It is possible there will be a sanitarian lesson going on at the front as well. So do it in a manner which doesn't disturb the lesson. And whoever wishes to go home, they can go home as well and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as possible. We'll just make a small dua and then we'll finish it. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا رب لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك سبحان ربي العلي الأعلى الوهاب سبحان ربي العلي الأعلى الوهاب سبحان ربي العلي الأعلى الوهاب اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين لئن لم يرحمنا ربنا ويغفر لنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنا ضعيف فقو في رضاك ضعفنا وخذ إلى الخير بناصيتنا وجعل الإسلام منتهى رضائنا اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا وجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى Oh Allah, forgive our sins. Oh Allah, forgive every single sin of ours. Oh Allah, this is a night which you have called the night of freedom from the fire of Jahannam. Free us from the fire of Jahannam. Oh Allah, do not make us from those unfortunate ones who are not forgiven even on this night. Oh Allah, forgive every single mistake of ours, those we know of and those we do not know. And oh Allah, grant us the tawfiq to stay away from every single sin as well. Those sins which we have had in our life until now, grant us the tawfiq through the barakah of this night. We are making an intention, oh Allah, you grant barakah in our intention. Oh Allah, we are weak, so you help us. You help us to stay away from the efforts, the ploys of shaitan and nafs. You help us to stay away from your disobedience. Oh Allah, grant us the tawfiq to spend the night ahead value in the correct manner, as wisely as possible. Grant us the tawfiq to value every moment of it. Oh Allah, make it a springboard to value the coming Ramadan and the rest of our life in general. Oh Allah, make it a turning point, a moment of progress for us. Oh Allah, in this night, forgive every single servant of yours. Oh Allah, there will be some servants of yours in this night who as well will not be turning to you. Oh Allah, you give them the tawfiq to turn to you. Oh Allah, you give them the tawfiq to turn to you. The hearts of every person are in your control, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you turn their hearts towards you. Oh Allah, you shower your mercy and your forgiveness upon them. Oh Allah, those people who have passed away, who are in their graves, shower your forgiveness and mercy upon them as well. From the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam until now, and until the day of judgment, every person who is in the grave, every Muslim, oh Allah, forgive them. Grant them freedom from the fire of Jahannam. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Oh Allah, there are many people who are ill, there are many people who are in some other adversity. Through the barakah of this night, remove the adversity, grant them cure. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاء ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا رب.